KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by the TAMS Insurance Agency in Avoca. In high school sports around the area last night, a number of wrestling matches being held around the region. Here are some of the scores from last night's action. It was Clarinda beating Shenandoah 63-15. Clarinda also downing Lewis Central 34-33. Lewis Central down Shenandoah 65-12. East Mills beat Clark 54-21. It was East Mills over Mount Air 48-21. East Mills beat Southwest Valley 51-24. Southwest Valley over Mount Air 40-27. Also last night, AHSTW posting a 48-24 win over Exira EHK. It was Logan Magnolia 72-3 winners over Woodbine. AHSTW beating Woodbine 54-30. Logan Magnolia over Exira EHK 70-11. Woodbine defeated Exira EHK 39-24. Logan Magnolia over AHSTW 60-6. Wrestling action last night saw Missouri Valley down Red Oak 42-33. It was Denison over Red Oak 43-30. Kemper Catholic falling to Glenwood 64-15. Kemper Catholic beating St. Albert 60-22. Also Glenwood beat St. Albert 73-6. Riverside beat Southwest Iowa 60-24. It was Underwood over Southwest Iowa 46-36. Bedford Lennox out-wrestled Central Decatur 49-24. Bedford Lennox also a winner over Wayne 79-4 in last night's action. High school basketball action last night. At boys' hoops, it was Bishop Newman of Nebraska defeating St. Albert 79-63. Also Denison posting an 80-58 win over Storm Lake. In girls' basketball, Denison defeating Storm Lake by a final of 43-19 in last night's play. Take a look at college basketball around the region last night. The Iowa State men were winners last evening as Iowa State raced away to a 20-point halftime lead, and they coast to a 95-77 win over 18th-ranked Arkansas in the SEC Big 12 Challenge in Ames. Bryce DeJean Jones led the Cyclones. He had 27 points, while George Niang added 26.
That's as good a start as we've had in a while, and that was the key coming into this game is we wanted to get off to a great start. If you succumb to that pressure, it's going to get ugly pretty quick, and you know, I thought Monte handled it well, he and George in the backcourt. I thought we really flattened the floor out and spaced it and played 4-on-3 all night long, especially in that first half when we got out to that 20-point lead.
That's ISU coach Fred Hoiberg, who says the Cyclones wanted to attack the Arkansas pressure defense. Hoiberg says the Cyclones did a good job of limiting easy baskets for Arkansas.
They thrive off the turnovers. I think we had two in the first half, and they offensive rebounds, and they had two offensive rebounds. And that's why we had a 20-point lead.
Iowa State scorched the Nets for 64% shooting, including 10 of 19 from three-point range in posting that victory last night. In other top 25 men's college basketball, 13th-ranked San Diego State beat San Diego 57-48. LSU upends number 16 West Virginia 74-73. In women's college hoops, Sarah Hammond scored a season-high 19 points. Maisha Hines-Allen added 16, and number 7 Louisville ran away quickly from number 22 Iowa for an 86-52 rout Thursday night of the ACC Big Ten Challenge. Seeking a good tune-up before Sunday's bluegrass battle against number 13 Kentucky, the Cardinals never trailed in racing to an impressive first win over a ranked team this season. Hammond's 9 of 13 shooting led Louisville's 35 of 66 performance from the field. It's fifth 50% shooting effort this season. The Cardinals held the Hawkeyes to 30%. Freshman Maria Moore had 12 points and 6 assists. Senior guard Bria Smith added 10 points and 7 rebounds for the Cardinals. Bethany Doolittle had 12 points for Iowa as they fall to 6-2 on the season. Well, back to high school basketball. The Atlantic boys team will open up their season at home tonight against St. Albert in a game that we'll have for you here on KJAN. Alan Jenkins begins his second year on the bench for the Trojans with a young team that looks to build after a 7-15 record last year. Jenkins has his top three scorers back from last season.
Ryan Hawkins, Garrett Frank, and Joy Walker, all three are back. All three are stronger than they were a year ago. They're taller than they were a year ago, and they're better basketball players. And we want to build around those three. There's no doubt about that. They can score the basketball, but they're going to be much better than scorers this year. We feel like they're going to be much better defenders. Nick Badaski came on late for us last year. He looks much improved. He's going to play a key role for us, and we got to really be able to use him to create some mismatches this year based on who he's going to draw defensively. And then our two guards, Brendan Holmes and Tristan Benn, who are both letter winners, they've really filled into their roles nicely. They know they got to get stops at the defensive end, especially Tristan Benn. He's going to be a much improved offensive player. He can get the ball to the hole, which is big, be able to break down the defense. And there's some other guys right there that are improving, and we'll just see how they progress up and through this first month in December.
Jenkins says he looks for his team to speed up the game by pushing the ball up the court. Last year, the Trojans split their two games against the Falcons, and Jenkins looks at this as a good early test tonight. The varsity game will start at about 7:30 this evening. You can listen to it live on AM 1220 and FM 101.1 or online at KJAN.com. And you can also watch it with us on the TV page at KJAN.com tonight. That's St. Albert at Atlantic this evening. Also in NFL action last night, the Dallas Cowboys clinched their first winning season in 5 years, posting a win over the Bears in Chicago. DeMarco Murray moved closer to a rushing title, gaining a season-high 179 yards and scoring a touchdown in the Cowboys' 41-28 win over the Bears. Dallas broke it open with 21 unanswered points in the third quarter, jumping out to a 35-7 lead. In college football news, after working through a buyout issue, Jim McElwain is leaving Colorado State to become Florida's next head coach. The Gators announced that McElwain agreed to a 6-year deal, averaging $3.5 million annually. He made $1.5 million this year with the Rams. McElwain is 22-16 in 3 seasons at Colorado State. He was offensive coordinator at Alabama, where he helped the Tide win 2 national titles before moving to Fort Collins, Colorado. Also in college football news, Mike Riley will be introduced as Nebraska's new football coach at a news conference today. Riley is the longest tenured coach in the Pac-12 and has coached at Oregon State for 14 seasons, but the Beavers just completed a 5-7 season in which they won just 2 conference games. He replaces Bo Pelini, who was dismissed after the Huskers finished the regular season at 9-3. And a quick look back at wrestling, some wrestling scores from last night to add to our list. It was Atlantic Cam defeating Griswold 75-3, Atlantic Cam downing Audubon 64-12, and Audubon defeating Griswold 42-12 last night. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by the TAMS Insurance Agency in Avoca. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.